Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Due to a really bad case of super diarrhea, no Whoa. Brandon today.
Wow.
I'll go more into depth. That's a tease for later. Yeah. Super diarrhea.
Yeah, you will.
Coming up on Nerd Talk Plus, he's the official AI for Latina, goth, and I guess all women to send nudes to for sex. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants, except for maybe karate pants or a spam musubi. Yeah. He's a birthday cake in a fireworks factory, the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
The Mandarin Fallopian. Neola, Wanchung Howdy, Chelema. Can I pet your cat?
Two tubes.
Two tubes.
Old Siege, two tubes. That's what
we're calling it. Vast difference. Moss difference.
I might have sent it to you, but I saw a thing today where a guy made a spam musubi pizza.
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. Just making sure. he got out the, what's the, like, the guillotine for slicing vegetables called? A mandolin. That's what it is. He got out a mandolin and sliced up the spam into these little pepperonis, spammeronis, and then put them onto a pizza. And I got to be honest, I want that.
The only thing that I had a problem with was using the green onions instead of, say, maybe crackling up some of the seaweed wraps.
I'm okay with green onion. Do you not like green onion?
Well, first off, yeah, no, I don't like green onion, but the seaweed wrap would have been like so much more musubi.
Yeah, there was there was a lot going on there. Like, he didn't need to put all that other stuff on there. It could have just been spam.
Yeah, I was going to say he didn't even need to make them pepperonis, but he did. So
he made basically sushi with spam on it, fried and then in a pizza
shape.
Put it
on dough with extra cheese.
Lots of other sauces and stuff that he did that just weren't, that's not musubi. You could put egg on it too, I suppose, and I would have been okay with that. But like, right.
You know what? Maybe we make a response video and tell him to go F himself.
I don't know that we need to do that. I was thinking maybe we could make
Do that. Let's start a culture war. Tell the Japanese guy he's making musubi pizza wrong.
Listen, dog, that guy was as American as they come, all right?
listened to it on volume on mute.
To be fair, he might have also been Japanese. I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't pay attention to these things. There was food in the video.
Siege, right now, there's a specific look that you got going on. It looks like you have tiger stripes shaved into your beard over here on that side. It's right there. Like, when I'm looking
I
at
do.
You,
look at that.
You got some tiger stripes in there. And I just saw you recently, and you did not have those before. So it's like the Vanilla Ice of beards. <It's> like,
I like it. I think I might keep this look.
Me too.
It's like either hammer stripes from the side of my head or Vanilla Ice stripes from my eyebrow. Just put them into that beard there. Yeah, I need that. Good. I'm going to do that.
Okay. And then helping us behind the scenes, Gravy. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or maybe even what we get right. You can find us all over the place. You can tell a friend. You could write a review or hop online to say sexy things about Siege. NerdTalkPlus.com. I got to see Siege in action talking to Latin women all weekend, and it was... Well, that's exactly what you'd expect, to be honest.
Amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like
National Geographic.
Yeah, graphic being the keyword.
Yes.
I only felt mildly uncomfortable with most of it, so wait, that seems,
you were mildly uncomfortable?
Well, sometimes, because you're very aggressively flirty with some people, and I don't know how to do that, so it's,
buddy.
Man, Vicky's Cafe, shout-outs to Vicky's Cafe.
Oh, Vicky Bakery, yes, Vicky Bakery.
Oh, my God, the Cuban treats and coffees and...
My abuelas, all in there, making us the Siege best says, Cuban coffee.
Okay, bye, mommies, as we leave. And I was like, oh, my God.
They love it though. You see them all. You see them all smiling and winking and just like wishing me forever wonderfulness.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
Man, what I gotta go. I want whatever those pastries are that have both cheese and guava in them.
God, guava, cheese, pastelitos.
Yeah, I want that. I want that pastelito, dog. That sounds real good right now. Hell, I had my first pub sub from Publix. I've been to Publix before because I've been to the South a lot. Publix is a grocery store chain. It's like better than Safeway, but not quite a specialty place because it's still a chain.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how to better describe it than that. It's just that they're like deli.
It's like the best chain possible.
Yeah, it's like the king or queen, perhaps, of all the chains of entry level grocery stores, I guess you could say. But yeah, the pub sub, I had never considered this, Siege. When someone told me to get a pub sub, you told me to get a chicken tender pub sub. And I was that's basically a po' boy. If you've ever been to New Orleans, I feel like you could get shrimp too, if you wanted, I guess. Oh, I should have gotten shrimp for Manly. Damn it.
We didn't get the popcorn shrimp. You know what? We only had so much time.
I know.
We have a running list of what to continue. So yeah, we'll be good.
Yeah. The chicken tender sandwich, though, I did not know what was going to happen until the Haitian guy who hated me because I was not.
Oh, he hated you at first because you had no idea what you were doing. But then once you were like,
I was like, sir, this sandwich is for me. And he's like, and he looks at Siege to be like, what else you want on it? I was like, me. What do I want on it? And he's like, another one of these bitchy white guys. You going back to Boca soon? And I'm like, shakes my Mega Man at him. I literally have a Mega Man toy in my hand.
I love it.
But he takes the like way too many chicken strips. I had no idea where this was going. And then he just starts chopping them up like crazy. And he basically made a chopped chicken strip sub for me.
Double fried chicken tenders.
God, it was so good.
Six of them, I think. It's usually like six of them, which a pound, if you were to get like a little pound meal or a half pound meal, I can't remember which it is, but like four of them is plenty.
Yeah, sure.
But to fit in the sub, you take six of them.
Yeah.
And then you chop them all up. You put whatever sauces you want on them. Little mayo, little yellow mustard, little cheese, toast that bad boy up.
Yep.
Some people go chicken bacon ranch. I like to go hot honey.
For me, there was too many options, and I didn't know what I was doing. And there wasn't a list.
Lettuce?
And he was like, "You can have whatever you want." And I was like,
"Sure, you don't want more of these? They're all free."
And yeah, he's like, "All of it, it's all free." And I was like, "No, please, I hate this whole experience. So just wrap it up for me, and that'd be great."
You're the most submissive sub sandwich eater ever. How did you ever go to like any sort of sub sandwich plate, like a Subway or?
Well, because it's all listed. Like, I know what I'm doing there. You're like, pick from this list of things. And I'm like, oh, I can do that. I went to Potbelly yesterday, and on the wall, they have a list of all the things you can put onto your sandwich. And I'm like, I want that. Yes, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, yes. Yes,
I mean, they were all in the bowls in front of you, though.
But that's not a list. I have to identify what it is. I'm like, what is that? Does that make sense? The Haitian guy hates me. He's not talking to me. The whole situation.
Banana peppers, Maduros.
Pretty uncomfortable. So
don't worry, buddy. Next time, I'll hold your hand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds nice. yeah. So anyway, if you could find us online to say sexy things about Siege, nerdtalkplus.com. I guess we'll get to it later. I was going to say, I have a question of the week, but we'll get to it. Just anyone saying sexy things about you online or anything?
I mean, I went over some of those on the bonus episode, nothing really the since boner then.
Episode. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, if you guys do want to reach out to us, we really do appreciate it. It's so easy. If you're listening you're listening right now. Your phone is in your hand or in your pocket.
Those titles.
Pull it out. Oh, yeah.
Your phone.
No, or your phone. Pull out your phone too.
Yeah.
And just go over there and just like tap the little thingy that says thumbs up. Give us 5 stars. You know, on Spotify, for all the listeners that we have, and we've only got like 19 ratings of 5 stars. Everybody, pull out your phone.
Yeah. Definitely 5 stars.
Definitely 5 stars.
That's what we used to say on Full 90, right? Just a 5-star rating. I don't remember how that went.
Except for the one time Brandon accidentally said 4 stars. Now we got a 4.9 rating.
Thank you, Brandon.
And then on or if you're listening on an Apple podcast, literally just pull out your phone, scroll to the bottom of the screen, just tap the 5 stars thing. You don't have to write a super review, but if you want to, by all means, that'd please be nice. Do.
I haven't looked at our Apple. Let's be honest. I haven't looked at anything. We have a Discord. We have all these things. And I'm like, Siege kept showing me his phone throughout the trip that I was there. And it would like constantly Discord would be popping up as notifications on his phone or whatever, and I was like, what is that? He's like, that's literally the thing you have an account on.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, that sucks. I feel kind of dumb now.
Where's that picture from? That's Discord. That's our account.
I do believe that throughout the weekend I was overserved by me.
No. Are you kidding me? I have an entire case of Modelo that you didn't even crack into.
I know. I drank a whole case of White Claw. I had about
a case of Sun Cruisers.
Yeah, man. I miss those already. Sun Cruiser is like it really threw me off because there's no bubbles. What's that called? Carbonation?
Yeah,
no carbonation. And then I was like, this is so weird. And then you gave me the iced tea one and yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Let's party.
So delicious.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites.
Yeah, I feel awful.
I slept until 2 p.m. today.
I wish I could have. I fell asleep during my radio show this morning.
Nice.
That was pretty neat.
Did you miss any breaks?
No. I was just kind of hearing. I had like 10 minutes and I had the music on. And I was like, man, I am. That's like, beautiful. As soon as my head bobbed, I like woke up and was like, oh, you can't be doing that, dog. this isn't okay. So I've had two other naps today of less than 20 minutes. It's been a whole thing. I fell asleep on the couch with a fresh cup of coffee in my hand. Guess how I woke up?
Spill your coffee on your penis?
Oh, boy, did I. Like, hell, if you smelled my pants right now, you'd be like, what is that? Is that coffee?
Wish I was there.
I know. So, yeah. Anyway. Okay, well, that sums up a lot of the nonsense that's going on. Anything else since I've seen you?
I mean, I miss that hug.
Yeah, a lot of good hugs this weekend.
Yeah, there were.
I land in, where do I live? Seattle. In Seattle.
Back in Miami.
I get off the plane, and I'm like,
Concho!
Oh man, so much concho. For anyone who doesn't remember, that's when you get the like your James Bond pointing a gun at people with two sets of fingers and then you stab people's butts with it. Ah, it's so fun.
So much fun.
Did a lot of concho this weekend. Did a lot of public karate demonstrations. That was pretty fun.
They were so good though. You were like, I was like impressed. I mean, thanks. I know you're a black belt.
Yeah.
But then like watching you in person, just like four, I was like, this guy could throw down.
Yeah,
I really want to get Greg into a fight.
No, I don't want that at all.
Oh, but I want to. I want to watch you like throw people.
Watch me be like this. I am uncomfortable. Leave me alone.
As you roundhouse, remember the roundhouse kick and how that would have connected.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a great point. That lady would have been dead.
Oh, man. I'm surprised she's not anyway.
Anyway, I digress. I think we discussed a lot of the Miami stuff. I know it's not Miami, but again, I don't care. It's South Miami Florida. Miami
adjacent.
Yeah.
America like, adjacent.
For everybody else, that's what it is. But anyway, I land in Seattle at about noon, I get out and to wait for the light rail or whatever. And I'm like, oh, it's full ass summer in Miami. And here I was like, I'm wearing like long pants. And I was like, oh, I guess a sweatshirt could be nice. It was 64 degrees or something like that.
That's great. Meanwhile, I was wearing a hoodie half the time that you were here.
And then by the afternoon, it got up to 75, and it was way too hot at that soccer game for the U.S. men's national team versus Belgium or whatever.
Yeah,
and
I was like, absolutely.
Okay, that's cute. I didn't realize if I would have stayed one more day, I guess two more days in South Florida, I could have gotten
time. Florida clock.
I could have gone to see the Mariners play the Marlins, which is probably over by now. For today,
just finished. Marlins won it in the 10th inning.
Oh, boy. That's a bummer. But, yeah, it's like a...
That's like literally the most anxious I get in sports is when the Marlins play the Mariners because I pull for pretty much every Miami team and every Seattle team. But the two that constantly battle for the top, the reign supreme is
of disappointment.
Yeah, of disappointment is Marlins and Mariners.
Yeah.
And it's like neither one of them are ever doing good. So when they're both doing good at the same time, I just can't. And it's like, and then I have the Dolphins and Seahawks, which are the only other two that really pull at me. And neither one of them are usually ever good at the same time.
Yeah.
So
I did get to see you be mad at somebody for being a Tampa Lightning fan.
Oh yeah, Tampa Bay Lightning. That guy, I should have thrown him in with the alligators.
We were at a nature preserve looking for weird birds. My favorite. That's my. I got it.
Birds, he means strange women.
No, I mean actually weird looking dinosaur birds. Like I like a weird bird. Don't like you're saying, but I mean obviously, but. Truth. Yeah, being in South Florida, I was in Orlando last time, and like you're just driving around in Orlando, and then you just like look and like there's just like a someone's yard, and there's just like real strange birds there, like stork looking things and flamingo looking things, and just like leftover dinosaur parts that are still being utilized by the bird army, and that was awesome, and I wanted more of that. But you go further south, and you just they're not there.
Well, it's not so much that they're not here; it's that you were further east. You were basically on the beach while you were here. So you're in town. Orlando, for as much as people want to call it a city, it's kind of a giant town.
Kind of a giant dumpster.
It's just a big old suburb to Disney, which is really all it is. And yeah. you're gonna have more birds and nature out there. South Florida is basically a city all the way up the coast.
Yeah.
We were on the coast. So yeah, notice we went 20 minutes west. And we were in the Everglades.
Oh, dude, that's wild. Like, yeah. Barely 20 minutes away, and suddenly it's like as far as you can see, swamp. Yeah, it's like so exactly. Crazy. flying out, I was like, wow, no wonder the population density is so high in that area because, like, you can't live on all that swamp easily. I mean, you can, but
we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
You want to, we'll do whatever.
We went to. While I was there, I went to a apartment, like an 11th floor apartment and saw the fireworks over the ocean. It was like right there, beachfront, like on the intercoastal or whatever.
It was on A1A.
Tried to convince the guy that he was moving out 2 days later, and he owns it. I tried to convince the guy to give it to us so we could have a podcast studio on the beach.
I'm really surprised he didn't, if I'm being perfectly honest with you.
You know how charming we were being? It's like,
we are the best.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't want to get rid of that because his dumb wife is trying to sell it or whatever so they can have a house or whatever. And he's like old and is like, I want to just party, dog. I'm like, I like this guy. And so I thought for sure we could be like, how about you don't sell it and then you just let us manage it. Just
give it to us.
Yeah.
We'll take care of it. And then when you want it back later after you divorce this bum ass wife of yours. Yeah,
you can buy it from us.
Yeah.
Yeah. At fair market price.
For of sure. course. We're not going to overcharge. You know what? We might even give him a little discount.
And then you know what happens is that's not an asset that you have to worry about in the divorce.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As your lawyer. He really didn't think about any of this, did he?
Yeah. See, he should have listened to us as his legal team also to be able to tell him what to do. See,
I love what you being in Florida for like 4 days has done to you.
It happens the same way both times. I get there and the first 2 days I'm like, this place is freaking weird. It feels pretty comfortable, but it's real weird. Like the people's like blatant stupidity and there's like so many really dumb Republicans everywhere, and like if you're a dumb Republican I'm not even that sorry but like I'm talking about the dumb ones. And then there's a bunch of like kind of weirdo dirtbags.
Hell yeah.
And then after 2 days of being there though, I've like got it sorted out. I know where we're going. I like understand the lay of the land. I like know how much crime is just okay and like let's go.
You're ready for fraud. It's awesome.
Every lane in Florida is the left lane. That's right. Yeah. That's my takeaway from like you just both if you want to make a turn or if you just want the left lane is for crime analogy, like I would hate to be a person of color there, though, let me tell you, because whitey's doing whatever they want. And
that's why you're with me, buddy.
Somebody's going to pay for it, and it's not going to be whitey. So
it's going to be the Republicans.
Okay. Well, I've been having weird dreams since I got home, so let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do This Week in Dreams. No.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Now, Brandon's not here, so we can't jump right into, or we can jump right into something that we would normally save for the end, because Brandon never shows up. What we need to do is we need to have somebody on standby that we can have them join us for Guinness time when there's no Brandon. We should just have someone that we can, like, ring up to be
you
like,
you know me, hey. I can always get somebody weird to drop in, like, whenever I want.
Yeah, I met Siege's tattoo artist. She's the coolest. That lady is weird. She was awesome.
That's just one of them. I got I got two special lady tattoo artists.
Yeah. Siege says a lot of things that you're like, I don't know what he's talking about. And he just says to me casually, like, hey, when we run into the tattoo artist, don't be weird if she kisses me on the mouth. I was like, fine. I guess that's. And he's like, her boyfriend hates it. And I was like, well, this is super weird. Then we're like walking to get dinner or something, get a drink. And then you just hear a lady go, like, from across the way, go, CJ! And I was like, oh my God, here we go. I look over, and there's just two van people. They're just in like a panel van. Some like weird ass. Like, I'm
typical kidnapper van. You don't have to say it. I'll say it for you. You don't have to, like, be judgy or whatever. You're not going to be. But,
well, I'm going to be
just
judging.
An all white van with no windows on it and people shouting at me from the driver's seat.
And those people appear to be kind of trashy.
Very, very Florida dirtbag.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, man.
And like, hey, no judgment. I don't care that that's what they are. But I was like, of course. This is, of course, what is happening. And then Siege freaking wanders his way out into the middle of traffic to say hi to her.
They're stopped in the middle of the intersection. I wander my way out.
Sure enough, smooch right on the lips. And I was like, you just kissed that lady right on the mouth. Well, she kissed him right on the mouth. And so
that's true.
All right. So then he like blocks traffic and comes back, and that's nice. And I'm having a laugh. We were with somebody and she was like, Siege, I think you said it, that you heard me as you were walking off be like, yeah. Oh, wait, here we go. This is what I've been waiting for.
I heard my name being called, and then I'm like, hey, what's up? And as I start running towards the middle of traffic, I hear Greg go, wait a second, I want to watch this.
It was nice though, because I figured out exactly who it was when you kissed her on the mouth. That's I knew exactly who I was dealing with.
I mean, that could have been anybody, but I'm glad it was the right person that you were talking about.
So then we go to the tattoo place the next day, and she's super cool, and her art's rad, and her studio's cool, and it was right on. We walk in, and she smooches him right on the mouth, and then I was like, hello, I'm Greg, and she's like, oh, okay, hi, I'm Greg, with my handshake. She pulls me over and gives me a big hug, and I'm very confused. And then we were leaving, and she does it again, and then I was like, well, I want a kiss on the mouth, and she's like, get over here. And I was like, ah! What have I done? Big old kiss on the mouth, and it was... Well, that was great. So,
yeah, it was fantastic.
Anyway, usually I save it for the end, the Guinness time type things. But since we're not doing that today, sorry, bummer. I just found out today the world record for the most toes on a cat.
Ooh.
And it's pretty nuts. Do you know?
Each cat hand or?
I can do both.
Oh.
Do you know how many toes are on each paw of a cat?
Normally or
normally, yeah.
Normally, yes. Should I say it?
Yeah, of course.
Five on each toe. Five on each hand, I mean, sorry.
Five on the front hands, four on the back. Thus, yes. If you do the math, it's 18 toes in total. So sometimes there's a genetic mutation. My cat Peanut, for instance, has what looks like thumbs because there's an extra little appendage over here with some extra toes on it. And their cats are, I don't know, like dexterous enough that like when you are eating a bag of corn chips and Peanut is nearby, as you reach between the bag and your face, he will
just reach in, like, with his monkey paw and steal it.
like almost like a snake stealing, you know, or attacking, you know, whatever, a snake. He will take a chip and run away with it in his basically human hand. And it's very creepy, but also it's pretty neat. And so I've seen Polydactyl. That's the name of it. It's a genetic mutation where they just have extras. A few years ago, somebody showed off a cat that's like very popular on Instagram, I guess, that has four ears.
What?
It has like, it's like two sets of flaps. It almost looks like it's like a stealth, you know, jet.
Looks like
it has
the Sydney flaps. Concert hall or whatever.
Yeah, that's a great way of saying it. Like a double Sydney concert hall.
Nice.
Yeah. And we have a friend who was getting a boob job augmented.
Four boobs?
That's exactly what I said. It's exactly what I said. It is exactly what I said. I was like, yeah, so-and-so is getting their boobs done today. And I was like, oh, four boobs? I'm an immature man, but at least I'm surrounded by what I have. So that's
good. Polymammary?
Yeah, dude. I love that. Hold on. Let's type that one down. That's nice. This is polymammary.
Polymammarous. Thank you.
Okay. Gravy, tell me what you think of that spelling, if you could. That's how it would go. Thank you, buddy. Anyway, the world record for most toes on a cat. Gravy, what do you think it is?
Seven
in the toes?
Front. No, seven in the front. Oh. 14.
I was like, the standard is 18.
We just said it was 18.
So 14. And then, six each in the rear, 12, 26.
Gravy takes six each in the rear.
26.
26, says Gravy.
I'm still laughing at your joke.
Thank you. Siege, what do you think?
Man, I'm so used to, the Hemingway House in Key West is known for their six-toed cats. So I'm always just kind of thinking of them, just six on each, 24. So I'll probably go with 28. 20. Wait, that's what you said. That is what you said. I'm sorry. I had to add it up again in my head.
Gravy said 26, I thought.
Didn't you say, 28? You said 777?
I thought you said 7 in the front.
7, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6
I gotta tell you, the one time Siege takes anything seriously, and he totally nails it. Toby the cat in Michigan, I think, or maybe
what's his name?
Canada. Toby the cat.
Toby.
I think her. Yeah.
Tobias. Tabaria.
Tied the record set by Jake the cat in 2002, who died in 2024. Toby the cat, 28 toes.
Wow. 28 total toes.
Seven in the back on each foot. And then,
dang, that's crazy to have seven in the back.
I think that's, I'm looking at a picture and it's like, I think that's what it is. Hold on, let's see.
Ooh, you got feet pictures for cats?
Ew. Hold on, there we go. I'm dropping it in the chat. Not for you, Brandon. There we go. With diarrhea. Yeah, those are them back feeds is pretty gross, if I'm being honest. That really weirds me out. Yeah, Gravy's face is exactly what I want to screenshot for the
I was gonna say, I think we found our episode
polymamorous. That's so good.
Wow. Yeah. That's like a whole extra side foot almost growing out.
Someone in the comments on the story I'm reading says, and here I am with my Tosif, that's their name for their cat, Toey, that has a mere 22 toes. Let's see if I can get to the bottom of how many toes. Can you please count how many toes Peanut has?
Ooh, can we get a live update during the show?
And then in the next 20 minutes, if possible. Okay, cool. Yeah, Peanut might be too fat and stuck under the bed to come out, but we'll see. Oh,
love,
I've got a
fat Peanut.
Hold on, I've got another story that'll tie right into that. That's great. Ooh. I guess I can just set it up with another question style. That's fun. This story is titled Fatties.
Is that our weekend?
What? Oh my God. What percentage of Americans, Gravy, you can chime in on this one too. What percent of Americans is currently taking a GLP-1? And that's like, what are they called? Wegovy, or what's the popular one? Ozempic, that type of stuff. What percentage of Americans do you think is currently taking a GLP-1? Gravy.
I'll say like 15%.
15%. Siege?
I don't know. See, this is where the us being stuck in different parts of the country comes into play.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 97% of
yeah,
Florida.
Yeah, Gravy says 15%. I'm like, oh, I don't know, somewhere around 80. No, I want like, honestly, if we're talking about the whole country, I'm probably going to say something like 30%.
30%. More than 1 in 10 Americans is currently taking a GLP-1. 15, wow. Currently taking.
Yeah, 15, pretty close.
15% of Americans have ever taken the drugs, and that's up from 6% in 2024.
So wait, so what is this? Is this based on, what is this based on? I'm just curious.
This is based on me cruising through my Feedly and finding a story that I could probably get back to if you just give me a moment. I will. Hold on.
No, I was just wondering, because like, I always see those, you see the random commercials, and you'll see the ones that are GLP-1s, you'll see the name brand ones, and then you'll see the people that are subscribed to this not drug company and will give you a compounded drug that also does similar things to this.
Dang, I can't, hold on.
Here, the one time I'm trying to be accurate, I grind the show to a screeching halt. I was just curious.
No, I want to know.
What's the percentage of this show that's taking them?
I am not. So I would say probably 0% of us. No, Gravy just has the ability to focus.
Probably 0%. What are you trying to say? Am I fat?
What? I don't know how to respond.
Yes.
thank you. That was so good.
11% of Americans are currently taking a GLP-1 weight loss drug, like Wegovy, says Gizmodo.com. 15% of Americans have ever taken the drugs, up from 6% in 2024. I mean, I realize that they're all pretty new, but...
they're also expensive as hell, aren't they?
Yeah, I know people who pay like $300 a month to take this.
See, that's crazy cheap compared to the stuff. I remember one time, one of my friends got a prescription from his doctor, and this was before insurances were ever going to cover anything like that. It was something close to like $5,000 for like 6 months. I was like, you out of control. Like, that's insane.
Dude, at that rate, hire a personal trainer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For real.
Get someone to teach you how to work out. But see, and
isn't that the thing, though? It's like, you just wanted to, I'd rather stab myself in the stomach than go to a fucking gym. Oop, sorry. Than go to a gym.
I mean, so having been someone who stabbed myself in the stomach before.
For rabies? Did you have rabies?
No, I had... Oh. A blood clot, and before they had the medicines that I took the second time I had a blood clot, they made me inject for 7 days, twice a day. I had to inject my subcutaneous fat in my stomach with a needle, and it was the worst. I remember being in an airport bathroom, the cleanest of places to be. Hell, stabbing yourself. And I remember,
I've heard so many of your stories that start this way.
And I was there was a hole in the wall.
Yes. Well, you put your ding dong in it, and then somebody stabs you in the stomach.
Someone stabbed me in the ding dong.
From behind. Anyway, pretty much what most of the weekend was.
I remember being in tears, only it was you and I, and no one else could get a word in. So I got off the plane and I text Siege to be like, I'm in full Spokane mode, or like I said, turkey hunt mode, or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
Well, I'm in full gobbler mode.
Well, Well, how did I come and show up to find you at the airport?
So he did one of two things. I mean, he did both of them. He did two things. He left screaming, just literally just screaming. But because it's so hot outside, the windows were rolled up, so it was just a car that was full of screams rolling up.
And they got out the sunroof open.
And then he gave us hugs, and then he opened the back of his car. And there, like usual, Siege had his mobile closet in effect. It's a real thing. And then we put our bags into there, and then he also just for no reason had a bullhorn, which he decided would use it at the airport in the drive up area, and then just started yelling in it, and I was like, "Well, this sucks."
And so, we're going to get arrested before we even leave the airport.
Don't worry. When I was walking into the airport to fly back to Seattle, guess what came back out?
My penis. Bullhorn.
I'm happy to say that I didn't see Siege's penis one time this weekend. Anyway.
For lack of trying.
Is there a Mexican version of Wegovy? This is what I want to know. Can I get a GLP-1? Is that like a thing?
GLP-1.
That's my new Mexican robot in Star Wars.
Man. We need GLP-1. Oh, man. we just crossed the border into Tijuana. I'm sure we can find you a doctor. He gives you a GLP-1.
Yeah, I mean, for real, though, is that like a... Is there a market for... Like, the rest of the world gets all their medicine at a reasonable rate. And so, like, yeah. Can I just go to Canada and get GLP-1s for $11? Or, like, what?
GLP Jacques? What would that be? GLP Un?
Yeah.
I want the Mexican version.
And so do I. I mean, if we're being honest here, is there a Mexican version? Like, there's got.
I don't think so, man. Because tortas are so nice. You don't want to destroy that.
Just
torta
because
population.
There's a
the look on Gravy's face. Sorry, he made me break.
Do you think that there's going to be consequences to these GLP-1s in the future?
There already is, man. Do you not see, like, what is commonly referred to now as Ozempic butt?
Not butt. I don't see a lot of Ozempic butts.
Ozempic butt is, like, the flattening of ass.
Oh.
Well, and it's a damn shame. I do not want that.
You do not want that?
Sorry. I do not want that.
Okay. You do not want a GLP-1 that?
No.
Especially with your Latinas. Oh, side note.
I do not condone that.
Official Spanish.
Yes.
Just a side note. It is absolutely bonkers how much curvier Florida is.
Hell yeah.
Southern Florida is.
Yes.
Than the rest of the world. I mean, I knew that. Like, I knew that. That's not like a surprise to me.
No, it's a thing that people know, but you don't fully understand until you get to experience it.
Yeah, just everywhere I went, I was like, my God, this is so wild. It's the GLP-1s for sure, but it's...
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so it's shrinking people's butt. As a super tall, skinny white guy, I'm skinny fat now, but you know, I'm still a skinny white guy. Having a flat butt has been my problem my whole life. That's not new to me. I'm Hank Hill, basically. And so... It, like, if it's ruining lady butts, then I'm upset about that, certainly. But
I am. I'm very upset.
Okay, so it's funny because I'm 35 pounds overweight, says my doctor.
Oh, good for you, man.
Prick. And not you, my doctor. And so do I take a GLP-1 if I could get it on the cheap?
Listen.
Yeah.
For all you folks out there that are like, oh, I'm 35 pounds overweight. I'm
that's me. It's me. It's literally me.
Oh my goodness, it's so much. I'm so fat. Well, No. Stop crying and go take another walk around the neighborhood.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah. But yet you, who just told me about you crying in a airport glory hole bathroom getting stabbed in the stomach.
Well, now they have the pills and stuff, right? Now it's not just stabbing form, I think, right?
I guess. Still, okay. That sounds like cheating.
Yeah, I I got to be honest. I don't want to do that because that freaks me out. But I know.
Do they come in suppository form?
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Now I'm in. Anything can be a suppository if you try hard enough.
Yeah, you just might not get it back without a visit to the emergency room, but that's fine. I
mean, nurses look good in scrubs.
As long as they haven't taken Ozempic and have...
Yeah, none of you Ozempic butt nurses, sorry.
Someone brought it up at a get-together I was at a couple months ago, and then one person bringing it up, suddenly like one in four people had... We're like, well, yeah, I do that. And I was like, all of you are doing Ozempic? This is crazy.
This is weird.
What is this?
Who's what?
I'll never forgive you, Ozempic. Who is this person?
Oh, that's Lainey Wilson.
Oh my God, look at that. That's Ozempic butt.
Yeah, it was a big deal. People were, you know, she's going viral on the TikToks with the curves there. And then like a whole year later, they're like, what have you taken from us?
That's, yeah, that's.
I see, like, I mean, I'm still see? In.
But wouldn't, I mean, yeah, just A or B. If you had a choice, you'd choose A.
As the modest owner here, I think B.
Oh my God. Listen, don't be angry just because you can't reach.
No, I mean, I feel like the old ladies at the grocery store are constantly asking me to reach things off of the top shelf for them and they're not happy about it. Like, that's my version of that, Siege.
Which one would you rather wear as a CPAP?
One.
A. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
A1A.
GLP-1.
Okay, well. Let's take it out.
GLP-1 should do the opposite.
It should make your butt bigger?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give an update. It's canon. GLP-1s now make your butt bigger. GLP-1. All right. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's be creeps.
Okay.
Hot.
Okay, you guys familiar with Meta?
No.
Oh, or should I do super diarrhea? I have that too. We'll save super diarrhea for last.
You have that too? Yeah. Oh my goodness, how are you here?
Remember, that's why Brandon's not here. Oh, I get it. So Meta, this is something that people should probably look at into their own profiles on Instagram. They'll now let you use photos of any non-private Instagram account to create slop with online.
Ooh.
Even though they're literally behind everyone else, they've now joined the ranks.
Wait a second. They're letting you use other people's stuff to make AI slap with?
Yeah.
Oh.
You'll probably want to go in and change the settings to keep them, you know, keep this from being creepy. Or you can just go to Twitter where you can do this but make people you're sampling be in sexualized positions, even if they're underaged, probably. That's how it was back like around Christmas last year.
What about that 28-toed cat?
Yeah. Made a little foot job, yeah.
Feet finder.
If you have a public account, other Instagram users may be able to create new reels, posts, or stories that reuse part or all of your published photos, videos, or reels in features like remix, sequence, templates, and stickers. In addition, people may be able to create content with your Instagram content using AI features at Meta. Depending on the settings of other users, this means your reused content may be discoverable in search engine results. So yeah, basically, we can get hilarious with other people's content, is what this sounds like to me.
I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Well, see, I always thought you could use other people's if they left it open to you. Like, you could do a sequence, or you could, you know, do stuff together with them and tag them, which I have used for our account. But I don't like the idea of it just being free use to AI.
Remember, if you are not paying for the product, you are the product. And even Correct. If you are paying for the product, sometimes it's not yours either. Like we found out with Sony last time that we talked. Yeah, this is pretty weird, I think, and I think it's going to lead to some like pretty gross things that happen. It's like you just wish that everyone was a troublemaker like us and not like out to dupe old people into sending their money or whatever, you know, like we're about to have like a real problem on our hands where like imagine if you have somebody that's like doesn't have the settings done correctly, let's say like a local celebrity, and they make a joke about and then
so are we doing your profile? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, and then you then you go in and make, you know, content using all, there's like plenty of pictures of me on Instagram that you could easily use it against me. Somebody said, the person who wrote the article, I think that one's at Ars Technica or Gizmodo, I can't remember which one, I apologize. They said that they went in and used their own profile. They logged into the meta.ai and then they used their own profile. And this person doesn't post any pictures of themselves, really. There's a couple, but there's not enough. And it couldn't figure out what to do. So it just generated a generic dude and was like, yeah, we'll just use this for you. How about that? So it's, it also still takes like wild liberties with what it's doing, even if it has the content. But then
the one time that we asked it to make the three of us Spider-Man, and it turned us into three Indian dudes on horseback wearing Spider-Man outfits.
Do we still have that picture, by the way? Because that's hilarious.
I'm sure I could find it.
That is real funny.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Other Meta news, Meta's glasses. They say that they've just launched some new Meta glasses, right? And they're less expensive without the Ray-Ban branding on it. They say they will now turn off the camera if you tamper with the privacy light. So the way it works is when you put the glasses on and you're recording, there's a little red LED light that's on the side to let people know that you're being a creep.
So creepy.
I propose that this will stop almost no one who really wants to, because if we've learned anything about the culture of the internet or of computers, the people will always be a step ahead of these stupid companies or whatever. And so like, if they're going to make this product and mass market it, they're going to make these like attempts to pretend like your the privacy actually matters, despite Meta having an awful track record of privacy.
Yeah. There's already like 50 versions on the market that don't have the red dot while they're recording.
Yeah. It's, and I mean, you can like look online and people are like, oh, for $20, I'll disable the red dot from your glasses. And, that's not okay. Not okay. They'll disable the LED light. And previously like people would just drill a hole into it. Now they have a sensor on there that if you like cover it up with tape, it knows, but like someone's going to figure out like what the exact right color of, you know, paint is to put over it that makes it think that it's seeing the appropriate amount of light or whatever, and then paint black over that too. You know, people will just figure it out, or the software, and retake
people
it over.
Will 100% figure out a way to be a bigger creep than they already are.
Yeah, for real. Now, like, the big problem with this for me is that with
POV sex tapes,
you're
not going to get any more.
Well, I would like to find a workaround because I love that stuff. Anyway,
I'll start wearing one of those GoPros.
Okay, good. I'll get you one of the things to strap it to your head. Okay.
Yes.
Wide angle, please.
You got it. You got it.
Thanks. But one of the big problems with it is that in a culture where we like prioritize constant content of perspective, like these glasses are the best for that. And so like you're never gonna be like, don't do that enough to keep people from doing that. And then if the good people stop, the bad ones will continue.
Yes.
For sure.
I mean, you look at, there's so much like, and what drives me nuts is that it's like it's almost like recording without consent. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of like content online of like creepy dudes hitting on girls with the glasses on.
Sure, yeah.
That and they don't know they're being recorded. Yeah.
And I get that there's like First Amendment rights behind all of this, but it doesn't mean that I don't think it's gross.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's where I'm at. And yeah. It's the gross part. I could give a damn about your First Amendment rights.
Yeah, like I want you to have the First Amendment rights for sure, but I just don't want you to be, I want us to shame people who do that so that way they stop doing that.
Exactly.
But then the creeps and the creeps who will buy it will always keep this industry going. So it's like a really difficult problem.
Yeah. Okay.
We've come a long way. There's
nothing more to say. Yeah.
Exactly. We've come a long way because do you remember Google Glass when they that was about 15 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe.
Was it really?
Yeah, at least. Wow. I think it was 15 now. And when that debuted, there was like so many places in Seattle became such a buzz that it was like, I remember like the 5 point and stuff like that was like, if you wear that in here, you're
banned. I remember that. Yeah, exactly. I remember that from 5 point.
And so like when that debuted, like people were so mad and like basically people just got ostracized for wearing them. But now like I want to know what it was. Is it the demand for being able to make content and get attention that outdid our disgust with it? Because like Meta had to figure out how to like get past that. Like we're not going to welcome you into our establishment if you wear those thing by making it fashionable. The Ray-Ban thing, I'm sure, was a good time.
Yeah, I was going to say the Ray-Ban. But
How did we get from like ew gross to being like, yeah, how can we turn it off so I can be a bigger creep?
Yeah, had to 100% be content and the fact that you can monetize content.
Everyone thinks they're going to be a star online, right?
Yeah. And it's not just that. I mean, think about all the creeps who are just going to, like, just down here, how you were saying before, like, South Florida, much curvier than the rest of the nation. All you got to do is walk up and down the beach and be a creep just checking out women.
Yeah.
And then you sell that online or you post that to a platform and people start following you and then brands start giving you money. That's really just the whole game. It's all about numbers. They don't care what content you have. Just as many people as they can get their products in front of their eyes. And it's just a matter of building stuff up.
Do you guys notice Gerg's getting awful tan?
Gerg looks good.
What happened there? He spent a lot of time in South Florida.
You got a face routine?
No, I just mean because of my glasses and my...
I know, I was going to say, you got that little reverse raccoon line.
Like, that's so weird. I didn't realize I could make money off of being a creep. Will, hello.
Welcome to South Florida.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I gotta go, but let's do this last story because it's probably why Brandon's not here tonight.
Diarrhea.
Be careful not to contract super diarrhea. That's my first line.
Super diarrhea.
That's my name for it, not sciences. Okay. Like I coined the term super diarrhea. one thing that I liked hearing while I was in South Florida, there's so many Spanish speakers, and that's fun, and I can understand some of it, which is nice. But I love when Spanish speakers use the word super when they're talking. They'll be like,
hell yeah,
you know, super bueno, whatever. And like for me, I love when I hear that. And so super diarrhea is my contribution to that. From ArsTechnica.com, the microscopic unicellular parasite Cyclospora cayetanensis.
That sounds Spanish.
It's causing people to have caye. It's like C-A-Y-E, not C-A-L-L-E. It's causing a disease called cyclosporiasis. And while generally...
Asses.
Yes. So send in the Pegasus. Although the infection is generally not life-threatening, it usually causes watery diarrhea with frequent and sometimes explosive bowel movements, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. These intestinal eruptions usually last about a week.
Intestinal eruptions.
But can go on for 2 or more weeks, the CDC says.
Like constantly?
It sounds like it. Sounds like the dehydration being one of the most significant concerns. It's multi-week diarrhea is the new thing that you got to watch out for, or also known as super diarrhea.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's for sure super diarrhea.
Yeah. I like a game called Soup or Diarrhea.
I don't like that game. But I will play.
All right. Well, another episode of a very heady show. It's time for Too Long Didn't Listen, previously known as What Did We Learn This Week? Starring Al Gravy.
Yeah, well, we learned that Brandon got super diarrhea from his Spamaroni on his Musubi pizza.
Yeah, He played soup or diarrhea, and, well,
I love
he
that lost. Idea. Super diarrhea.
Won?
Greg is busy running around Miami stabbing all the tortas with Ozempic, real Ozempic, to accommodate his modest girth.
That's a great way of handling that. I'm like, I'll show you.
I'll show you.
Take away your curves to handle
bring
my
you down to my size.
Greg, I love you, but I would kill you.
Well, Siege is busy out mouth-kissing windowless van operators in exchange for the corn nuts stolen by six-toed Hemingway cats.
Ooh. Wow.
Hey, van person, give me a kiss.
Give me some love, van lady. Windowless van lady.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah! I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.